Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Smart daters, welcome back to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm your host, Bella Gandhi. And today I am thrilled to introduce you to someone very special, our own amazing, beautiful, smart, soulful coach, Kathy Cetera. Kathy, I am so happy to have you here, and I'm going to tell you, Kathy has a hilarious way of describing dating. She says it can feel like the middle school of our relationship journey, right? So, but we're here to tell you today, and we're going to talk about why dating does not have to feel like you're in middle school. So you're going to love Kathy's energy, her wisdom, her wit. Kathy, welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast.
Bella, I'm so happy to be here. First of all, every time you and I are together, sparks are flying and we have so much fun. And yes, we want to bring fun to this and joy to this and levity and also seriousness. So let's get to it.
So tell us, I love this middle school metaphor. And I know you've been in the dating world a couple times.
Yes.
So let's talk about middle school dating. How do we make it not like middle school? Let's just go there. Tell us about you.
Okay. So I would say my experience in my teens and 20s was messy. I didn't know myself at all. All I tried to do was fit in. If I dated at all, sometimes I just avoided it altogether and didn't even bother.
Amen.
I think for me, a more relevant topic is post-divorce dating when you're 50. Like I think where I can really provide value is in that space, because when I was 20, I can honestly tell you, I had no idea what I was doing and I had no idea who I was. So at least I had an idea who I was when I was 50. Still didn't know what I was doing. Had an idea who I was, which definitely changed the game.
Oh my gosh. Well, tell us a little bit about your background. You were married, you have kids, and then kind of walk us through your journey.
Yeah.
So and then we'll go back to middle school.
And we'll go back to middle school. Yes, because I just got all my fresh notebooks and sharpened pencils and my new markers. So I definitely want to go back there. And my planner and all the things. I was in a relationship with my parenting partner for 20 years. And I call him my parenting partner because that's what he is. I don't like the word ex. I know some people have traumatic experiences, and divorce does certainly bring a lot of hard times, but
for everybody, no matter what.
Oh gosh, no matter how good it is or how easy it is or how horrible it is. It's a breakup. It's a breakup of family, lifestyle, extended family, friend groups. It changes everything.
Yeah.
And you're left a little shell-shocked, whether you were the one who initiated it or not. So we were in a relationship for 20 years. We were married for 15. We have three fantastic children. I could cry even thinking about them. Mm. We've talked about them often. And, you know, there's the proof in the pudding. We didn't fail as parents.
No.
You know, it was a life well lived.
Mm.
Just meant to not continue for the two of us. He's an amazing human being.
And then you re-entered the dating pool.
I did.
You were 50 or over.
50.
Yeah. 50. And
I was single at 45-ish,
okay.
and I kind of hit out. I might have like run into people that I knew and like, okay, sure, let's go to dinner. But like, I didn't officially kind of re-enter the world. I was hiding, after my marriage.
Okay.
I
And
just wanted to heal.
so listeners, you can hear Kathy has been through the things you're going through, whether you're 25, 35, 45, 65, or 85. Now you're back in your single, you hibernate for a bit.
Yeah.
And then you say, hey, maybe I'm ready to get back out there. What
Yes.
happens now? You went back to middle school.
Oh, and here's middle school. Okay, I got my backpack on. You ready? You taking notes? Oh my gosh. First of all, in the 5-year gap, and even before that, I was doing such deep personal growth and healing work, definitely more than 5 years. But that 5 years, that's why I really didn't date. I needed to find me. I needed to even figure out who I was after being a mom, a spouse, a community member, family member, sister-in-law, sister, all the things. So I joined a dating app, which was really interesting. It's amazing how you're paired with people. And I've laughed with you about this, Bella. Like, okay, we both like NBA basketball. So that alone makes us a 97% match.
Of course.
I don't get that.
You're like, wait, what?
Yeah. Huh? Like, absolutely not. I will say I met some nice people. I will say I met some very interesting people.
Whack jobs.
I'll leave it at that. And I think the biggest observation for me was everyone's kind of showing up with the luggage of all their past experiences, whether they're married, not married, widowed, whatever. Everybody's showing up with their little bag of goodies and just going, okay, take me, choose me, choose me, right? And that's where the middle school experience comes in.
So
Because
true.
something happens between, in America, it's like 5th grade to 6th grade. 6th, 7th, and 8th grade is usually middle school. Worldwide, the schooling systems are different, but we're talking roughly the ages of like 12 to 15. So, and this is changing because of social media and kids maturing at so much earlier ages. And, we go from like being in primary school, we'll still tie a towel around our neck and think we're a superhero, and I'll pick up oh, I don't have my wand. I don't know where it is. I can do anything. I'm Wonder Woman, I'm Superman, and we wear our crazy patterned pants with our flowered t-shirt and our crazy headband, and maybe we brushed our hair, and we don't care because we are aware of who we are. And we
Period.
still are. Yeah, period. And something happens in that pre-adolescence, adolescent time that it is all faced outward. There is no more me as me. It's how do I fit in here?
Correct.
How do I find my group? How do I find the people? How do I make myself liked? How do
How do
I
I get picked?
fit in?
Yeah.
Not how do I show up and people who like me and I like them will just vibe together and we'll be aligned and it'll work. No. How can I be popular? How can I make that boy, girl, person like me? What can I do to be included? It's a primal human need we have, and it is so amplified in middle school and in dating, which is why I make the comparison. So it's this chaotic stew of emotions and hormones and nerves and not enoughness, and it always comes down to like three things. I'm too different, I don't deserve, or I'm not enough. And I would say, I mean, I can't say 100%, so I'll just say 99.99999, take that out as long as you want. Percent of us carry like one of those three things around, and we don't want anyone to see that.
What are they? I'm not good enough.
I'm not enough,
I'm not
meaning
enough.
I'm not even enough. I have to make myself something else for you to like me. I am not enough as I am. I'm too different. I'm too different. I'm the quirky kid. I'm the super smart kid. I wear glasses. Whatever. I have a disability or a prosthetic, anything. And I don't deserve. And all of that comes through the collection of our life experiences up until that moment.
Wow.
So, and that's what we're swimming around in middle school. And it's no longer, hey, I like you. Would you like to be my friend? It's, oh my gosh, what do I have to do to make you like me? And how can I change me to assimilate to what you want?
And that doesn't go away.
No. Oh my gosh.
It
In my
doesn't go
50s.
away.
No.
No, ever. It becomes part of the adult existence.
Yes. And it shows up in how we, what we tolerate. It shows up in how we compromise our own needs. Oh my gosh, when I think back to men, good men, the one who we were actually very good friends, who ghosted me. Like, we were friends, dude. Another one,
Wow.
women always like to talk on the phone. I only text. Somebody else who, I will
Wow.
only see
High
you on the
red
weekend.
flag.
Yeah, I'll only exactly. We'll get to that. Stick a pin in that, everyone. We'll come back to the red flag part. And us just assimilating. Okay, well, if he only wants to see me on the weekends, okay, well, that gives me time. Then I start rationalizing. That'll give me time during the week. I have the kids. La 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 la. And yeah, that's how that shows up in our adult selves.
And did you, how did you find yourself understanding that when it was happening?
No.
No. And now, right. Okay. Because it was pick me, even when we're in our 50s. It's,
Oh, yeah.
oh, yeah, that's fine if he can only do the weekends because that gives me enough time. We rationalize and we suddenly shapeshift
Yes.
into a person that gets accepted. It's okay. Oh, you don't want to talk on the phone? That's fine. I don't need to do that either. Texting is fine. Oh, the weekends? That's fine too. But that's not fine. Because the
Yeah.
question is that okay for it? What do you want? It's not even, is it okay for you? You can shape shift into, okay, what do I want in a
We never
partnership?
go there. We never lean back on that. Is this actually what I want?
Right.
It's, yeah, that question's like so far back in our heads. And I would say when I started dating, trying to think of the timeline, but let's say I had already like 7 years of deep, reflective, personal growth and healing, things around my childhood, things around things that happened in my teens, life in general, who I am, how my marriage was affecting me, did affect me. Again, because of who I was in my marriage, not because not having anything to do with him, who I was in my marriage. So that was a person who's very self-aware. I mean, I become more self-aware on, I don't know if I'll ever be completely self-aware, but I knew a lot about myself at that point, and I knew a lot about my own value. But here's where that tricky part comes in, is we will to have these primal needs met. These are primal needs of human beings: love, connection, significance, certainty, and uncertainty. So let's stay with the love and connection and significance part. We will go against ourselves, lie, cheat, steal to get those needs met. We'll betray ourselves. We'll
For
betray others.
significance.
Significance, love, and connection. You look at people who even have affairs. And many times the answer is not, oh, I didn't fall in love with someone. I just wasn't being seen in my marriage. You know, we were roommates, we weren't talking. He or she couldn't see me, or I wasn't noticed. I just wanted to feel
Alive.
somebody care. Yeah, I wanted to feel alive. So, yeah. Deep breath.
Yeah. And what are the things people are listening to this, and I'm sure everybody can relate to what you're talking about with this middle school feeling and this pick me, and you go back and you've got your bag of goods and you're like, here's what I got. What are the things that need to be cleaned up? What do we need to think about if this sounds like us? Is it beliefs? What, how do we get out of middle school, and how do we start to enjoy? How do we start to think about who we are, what we want, and how do we change our mindset about dating?
Great question, Bella. I love this question. So first of all, the bag of goodies we carry, oh, we don't want anybody looking at those. No. Don't look in there. Just can I park it in your closet and
Right.
get a house and get a house key?
Yeah,
Can we
exactly.
just go from there and we'll just make it up as we go along? Here's the way through. And you know, this is what I tell my children in an age where there's a 45% or higher divorce rate. One of my children, they're both the product of divorced families. My other child, who's in, you know, a serious relationship, you know, just her side is. And I fielded this question from my own children, from their friends, like, why bother? Or how do we do this? What went wrong? How is this such a high percentage? Here's what we don't learn. Nobody teaches us. And listen to me here. If you don't listen to anything else, listen to this. We all, and I speak in analogies because I just find people can understand things easy that way. Plus, that's how they come to me. Everyone needs to be their own road crew. It's our job as individuals to go in and fill all the dark spaces, all the hurt spaces, all the unhealed spaces, all the places where there's trauma or, you know, big T trauma, little T trauma, negative experiences, scarcity, being bullied, like whatever it is that you want to hide from the world, and that in the dark of the night are the things that make you anxious about yourself. You got to get in there and you've got to excavate and do that work and fill those potholes yourself. And then what happens as a result of that is you then, and this is physics, this is not woo-woo, your energy or frequency, whatever you want to call it, rises because now you're letting go of the victim and the anger and the resentment and the bitterness and the depression and the sadness and the things. So you're resonating at a higher level, which naturally brings you new experiences. And then you're not even attracting the same type of person that you would have attracted before. So
Right.
it is our responsibility and honestly our duty to ourselves and our partners to do our own work. No one is going to heal you. No one is going to love you more than you love yourself. No one is going to care for you more than you care for yourself. No one, if you want to hear somebody say that you're pretty, you go stand in front of the mirror and you say, girl, you are
You got
so
this.
gorgeous. You got this. We've got to be that. And then that's what we attract. Does that make sense?
It makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And now I think people are out there, and I'm sure we're all thinking, God, I've got this, and I've got this, and I've got to clean up my side of the street before I get back out there. Or I need to be my own road crew. And to do that cleanup, it could be therapy, it could be you're trained in RTT and one of like, two people in the Milky Way galaxy trained in this.
It's amazing.
Rapid transformation.
Rapid transformational therapy, and it's hypnotherapy. It's incredible. This is revolutionizing everything that I do, everything. Because in order to do this, we have to go back to the root cause of when did we decide to either pick up the tool or the pattern or the habit or the when did we decide we're not enough? So I need to do this. I need to overachieve. I need to be silent. I can't use my voice. I can't ask for what I want. I need to be invisible.
There's a
It
moment.
is. There's a
There's a
moment.
moment that caused that.
And there's more than one moment. And that's what RTT does. It in brief, it goes back in one session. And sometimes it might take three to completely, depending on how entrenched. In one session, you are going back to the root cause. You are interpreting that cause and how who you are today, the correlation between the two. Oh, this is why I do that. And then you get to interrupt that pattern. And there's several ways that we do that. And then you install new beliefs. And one of the coolest things out of an RTT session is, you walk away with a bespoke 21-day audio designed in your words, but my voice or whoever your practitioner is. It's like installing an inner cheerleader. And
It's
you
like
listen to it, the mind learns by repetition.
you reprogram your operating system.
Exactly.
Do you guys see why Kathy's on our team? I mean, she's amazing. Amazing, right?
Well, this is so fun. And I mean, both of us from the first time we met, thank you, Eileen. And a shout out to Lindsay, of course. First time we met was like two souls recognizing each other, like, oh my gosh,
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So, yes, Eileen and Kathy worked together in a previous life at a previous company. And Eileen said, I've got the perfect addition to our team.
oh, and I
And
never knew that's what she said. Love you, Eileen.
so here we are. And, when you got back into dating, you noticed the middle school version of you. How did you stop doing that?
100%. And you know what? I'll be honest, Bella. I could only see it in retrospection. I
Right.
didn't see it when I was in it. I actually had a friend. My first wake-up call was a friend, and I was dating the gentleman who only wanted to see me on the weekends. And two people kind of called me out on that, but I'll only bring up one story. And this, we were very good friends at the time. And she looked at me and she said, she said, I'm noticing a pattern that my dear friend keeps choosing men who are unavailable. The person who will only text, the person who ghosts her, I don't know what I want, or I'm, blah, blah, blah. And this person who will only see you on the weekends, is it possible that you're not available and that this is kind of really set up by you? And it was like one of those,
Oh shit.
like, smack me in the face moments, like, wow. And she didn't slap me. It was, and it was hard to hear at the time. And yet, it came with such love and annoyance. She was annoyed. She was watching her friend, like, girl,
What are you doing?
WTF. H, are you doing here? And so that was kind of where I woke up. And I'll tell you, so that was like a, that was when the alarm went off. And then there was the other, and then I hit snooze. And then the other person who came into my life, and it was a guy, and he kind of gave me like, let me tell you what's happening in the locker room when this dude goes to the gym and is working out and is telling you his life with you. And I hit snooze again. I took it in and it was there, but it, still, I was still going along. And then I got ghosted by a friend, I thought. And actually, we
A friend that
probably,
you were dating.
like we were figuring things out if we wanted to. And that day, Bella, that day I snapped. And I went outside and I had this amazing, I lived in an amazing neighborhood. It was like Narnia. Like you drove into this neighborhood and the big, foliage covered doors closed behind you. It was tucked right in across from IBM. It was created by people who worked for IBM in that area of New York whenever they built it. And it was amazing. Very wooded, very natural. No, there were only two street lights in the whole neighborhood, which was like a figure eight with two cul-de-sacs. Anyway, and I had this beautiful property, like over an acre, and I had this amazing maple tree out in my front yard. And I went out there and I sat in my Adirondack chair and I said, "Okay, God." And I had a legal pad and a pen. And I said, "Clearly, I am effing this whole thing up.
Amen.
I'm making a list right here and now of all the qualities I want in a partner. This is my recipe. If I'm baking a partner cake, this is all the ingredients that are going in. And I'm not including any of the ingredients that I'm not putting in." And I wrote the list and I wrote everything. I wrote from like affectionate to, I want him to be taller than me. He doesn't have to be really tall, but I kind of like that, kind of. I mean, what girl wants to be like bigger or taller than her guy, right? Or her partner? Like, I want to be able to eat and,
Right.
not look crazy in my partnership. I know that's crazy, but it works out. And I made my list and I folded it up and I said, I'm done. I'm going to go off and live my life. I've tried this dating thing. I'm going to go live my life. I am ready and I feel I have made myself everything on this list that I'm looking for. The values, the mindset, the healing, the growth, the support. Like I am this and this is what I now want. And I folded the piece of paper and I put it in my drawer and I feng shui'd my bedroom. I know this sounds a little crazy, but they say, put like things in pairs in your room, make room in your closet. I gave up some closet space for a man who didn't exist, Bella.
Yeah, I hear you.
I gave him a drawer. When a girl's given up real estate in her
That's big.
closet, like that's a big
Big
deal.
deal.
I want this. I want this. And I went about enjoying my children, enjoying my friends, and I just kind of let it go. Because like the dating thing had it was like directionless for me. I don't know how to do this. Bless you. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to navigate this. I'm as like smart as I am. This is like a cluster, whatever. So I let it go. And 1 year later, and it wasn't in a typical way, but 1 year later, the lid arrived for my pot. And here's the best part. He didn't live near me. He was 3 hours away. I already knew him. So like he was vetted. I knew him as a kid. And that's how, but the dating experience, oh man, if I had SDA back then,
We would have saved you some heartache.
oh my goodness, time, heartache, money, energy. And I mean, time. Who has time at this, at our ages, especially midlife, like to futz around? Money, we can figure that part out most of the
Absolutely.
time.
Say it
Time.
again for the people in the back. Money sorts itself out,
Money
ladies
can
and
sort
gentlemen.
itself out. There's always more. Time is the only commodity that does not renew itself ever. And
Ever.
it's the only thing that we have absolutely no idea when we wake up in the morning, what is the balance in that account? How much more do I have?
We don't know. You get 1440 minutes in a day, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
How are you going to use
If
that?
you're lucky,
If you're lucky, if it's
some
not your
people
time, you don't know what's in your account. You wake up thinking
thinking.
you've got 1440 minutes. And I know that sounds like, oh my God, I'm like, this is,
Right.
we act as if, well, I'm just going to try this dating thing on my own because I don't want to invest and I don't want to do this. And I don't know. Let me just see. We have people that have followed our work for 10 years,
Yeah.
right? That are still in the same place. What would you tell them?
Oh my gosh. Do yourself a favor. Take out a loan if you have to borrow from a family member. Like, take a home equity line of credit if you need to find a way to work with Smart Dating Academy. Because the time, the heartache, and here's where staying aligned with yourself, stop giving yourself away. The heartache, the awkwardness, the disappointment, the sadness, the ups and downs and yuck of like being in middle school. I was just rejected. Oh, now they want me. Okay, here I am, puppy dog. Like it's gone. And not to say that everything goes perfectly, and it's a partner recruiting business. It's not. It helps you. Smart dating keeps you aligned with you, with who you are and what you really want, so that when your little kid inside wants to go, but he's so cute, or but they're so smart, or that they only, they messaged me 6 months ago. Isn't that enough? That ain't happening because you have like somebody over your shoulder
Going,
watching you. And here's the analogy that I love to use, and I have to say I use a lot with men in coaching in general. Because men are, I don't need to be fixed. People think, oh, I don't need help with this. I don't need to, I can do this on my own. I want you to think of your favorite professional athlete, whether it's an Olympian. Whether it's so right away, my mind goes to Steph Curry. I love the way that boy plays basketball. He plays like a 12-year-old kid and he excels. No one needs to teach him how to play basketball. However, that coach is on the sidelines and they have such a deep trust and connection that Steve Kerr sees the whole game. Steph can only be in the moment. He doesn't see what's going on back here. He doesn't see what's going on back there. He's got pretty good perspective, but you can't see everything that's happening. The coach on the sidelines sees the whole perspective. And no matter how emotional a player might get, no matter how angry a player might get, no matter how put me in coach a player might get, that coach is holding the bigger goal and outcome of what the team truly wants and what the team. How to play as, how to like play as a team and win. And that's what smart dating is for individuals. I mean, look, none of us need more information. Google, chat, Barnes and Noble, if you're still a book person, information is at an all-time high.
Yes.
What we need is connection. We want to feel like we belong. Someone cares about us, we're listened to, we're acknowledged, and we're validated.
And somebody knows us,
And
and somebody
somebody
can
knows
guide
us.
us. Like we're the Steve Kerrs to the Steph Curry. Right?
Yes.
You may have done your work. And I love this point because people will often say to me, well, I've done so much therapy and I've done this and I've done that and I know what a narcissist is. I'm like, yeah. And Kathy's raising her hand if you can't see her going, that was me. And yet, when you get back into the arena, right, knowledge isn't power. Okay, execution is power, doing the right thing at the right time. And that's where Steve Kerr can see the whole game. And he's like, Steph, here's how you're going to handle this. We're going to do this play because we know these are our competitors, this is what they do. And so, this is where the most powerful C-suite executives, athletes in any sport. Can you imagine everybody that performs at high levels has a coach?
Everyone.
You have a coach. I have a coach.
I have more than one. I have like handlers.
Handlers. Wait, it takes a damn village, people, to level up your life.
It does. And can't we just surrender to that and make that okay?
100%. And if your coaches here, Kathy and Bella, have coaches, it's okay to say, wow, I would like to have a connection and a coach too that can help me see the forest from the trees. Somebody said to me, well, you know, you're an investment. You know, I really needed to like get cabinets for my kitchen. I'm like, you would pay for boxes over the lid to your pot? Come on. Boxes, cabinets are boxes, ladies.
We will spend more money on a car.
On a
purse.
We'll
spend more money on a purse. We won't mention any brand names.
Mm-mm.
Well, on vacations, on a home, on aesthetics, and not spend the money on ourselves. And at the end of the day, I just recently saw a very quick blurb. Will Smith talks about, and who would know this better than Will Smith? He talks about rock bottom and how at rock bottom, there's only like either you're moving up or you're checking out, right? So rock bottom and the other end of that spectrum, which he calls cliff top. And he said, you realize at rock bottom that no one is coming and all you have is you. And like, you've got to join your own game. He said, it is the same. He said, you get to cliff top and you've got all the women, all the fame, all the money. You get to the end of the material world. And you're not happy, or you think there's a there. He said, that's when you realize either at rock bottom or at cliff top, you realize that the only place you're going to find that is inside.
Mm.
And then once you do that, your happiness is everywhere. It's your value is everywhere. You carry it with you everywhere. Your worth is everywhere. You know who you are. You're great at things and you're not great at things. But on both sides of that spectrum, and he's experienced both.
He sure has. Publicly.
Publicly in recent years. It still comes back to, it's got to be that internal journey that is the place. And that's what smart dating helps with also, is that we help you as the client stay aligned. We get to know you. I mean, you just don't sign up and like, okay, here's your coach. Let's make a profile. You fill out detailed intake forms and questionnaires. We want to know you. We want to know your strengths. We want to know the things that you want to hide from. We want to know the things that you're challenged by. We want to know what your past patterns and habits are. Why? Because then we want to hold that so gently and gracefully as you go into dating, so that you honor the beauty of that.
We take that bag of your stuff, your pick me bag,
yeah,
as Kathy started out with, and we unpack it with you.
We unpack it.
We unpack it with you before we even start you on this journey.
Right.
And you know, my favorite metaphor is we will take you, male, female, whomever you are, whatever age you are, and we're going to wrap you in sparkly bubble wrap.
Mmm. Who doesn't love sparkly bubble wrap?
Not get dinged up through this process.
Right.
Right? Because right. You have a connection. Sure, you can go to ChatGPT and say, what question should I ask on the third date? Chat doesn't know you. Chat doesn't know who this person
right.
is you've been
that's
with.
That's knowledge.
Yes, that's knowledge, but it's not asking that person the right things at the right time. Is it the right time? Chat doesn't know that.
No.
That's
and here's
coming.
Here's the thing I just heard. I just heard on a recording for the coursework I'm doing for this amazing certification. Emotion will always beat logic. Logic will never win.
Never.
Never, ever, ever. We will always, and we cannot hold conflicting beliefs. I really want a partner. I'm so scared to date. I really want like a healthy, partner who can be my actual healthy partner. I don't deserve that. We help you navigate the emotional part of dating so that and we help you make the logical decisions of when you're dating, not to ignore the red flags, not to bypass that they didn't message you back for a week and then said, "Oh yeah, hey, how you doing?" Or, whatever those things might be. We hold your emotions so that you can make logical decisions aligned with your goal and who you really want. Because left to our own, sure, ChatGPT can like flood you with information from the info universe. You can have all the information that you possibly could want. Chat can never help you navigate your emotions, and your emotions will always beat logic. It was equated to emotions are like a wild horse, untamed, running, through the meadow. And logic is the untrained jockey trying to tame that horse. Ain't gonna happen.
Gonna work.
Ain't gonna happen. So that I think is a great way to look at it too.
I love that. And on the metaphor basis, one of my coaches said, imagine yourself on a whitewater raft, and there's an inexperienced coach, and then there's an experienced coach. Says, or people that are uncoached, more importantly, on rafting, they're gonna look and they're on the rapids. And then it's like, oh my God, there's a tree in the middle of that. Don't go over there. And what happens? Everybody looks at where not to
Goes
go.
and
And where
goes
does the raft go? Into
to
the
the
tree.
tree. Yes.
But instead, when you're feeling the emotions like, oh my gosh, there's a tree, but you have the person that says, this is where we need to go. Look
Here.
over here, and we're going to go this way. What most people do in the dating world is they look at the tree. I'm afraid of getting my heart broken. I'm afraid there's nobody good out there. I'm afraid I'm not worthy. There's no good people left. And what happens? That's the tree that our raft goes to.
Yeah.
And when you have somebody with love,
Great.
that's like, hey, here's who your elevator person is. Here's what you need in a partner. And these are the red flags you've been prone to. Let's continue to move the raft this way,
Right.
right? We're not going to the tree. We're going to go over here. See the hydrangeas on the side? We're going to the hydrangeas. Just keep your nose pointed that way, and the boat's going to go that way. That is the best analogy for what happens
Perfect.
in the dating world. What you focus on is what you crash into.
100%.
The
Yeah. So let's crash into our ideal partner.
hydrangeas.
Yes. And that is just so spot on. It's so spot on. I love that.
And so, if this sounds like you, think about this, dear listener, because guess what? It sounds like me in different aspects of my life, which is why I have a coach,
Raised. Yeah.
right? We have coaches. And here we're here to tell you there ain't no shame in that game, right?
Oh
When
my
you do
God.
that cleanup, when you're your own cleanup crew, as Kathy said, you know if you're there, ain't nobody coming to save you, right? You
And it's
have to.
not their job. So lose the expectation as well.
It's nobody's job. A coach can't save, nobody can save you until you say, I'm ready to save me.
Help me, be my lighthouse, be my flashlight to help me see through the dark.
Correct. And that in and of itself takes some cleanup.
Oh, gosh, yeah. But if we don't face those parts of ourselves, I mean, that's going to show up all over the place. I mean, we all have experiences like that. You know, and going back to the coaching, ain't no shame in that game. Anyone look back to college, high school, secondary school, primary school, whatever it is. Who, percentage-wise, what percent, you know, who was the biggest percentage working with tutors? The straight A students. The D students weren't, you know, that was like a reactive way reason to work with a tutor.
Correct.
Straight A students are maintaining. They don't want to be bumped off their game.
No.
This is why we have coaches
They
and
want to be able to.
therapists and mentors and
100%.
yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Oh, I love this.
I
Is there any last nuggets, Kathy, that you would want to drop on our dear listeners?
Oh my gosh. And you know what?
We covered so much.
I know. I think the biggest nugget is getting a piece of paper, like step one, and nobody needs to see it. Nobody needs to know you're doing it. Make yourself a beautiful playlist, a lovely cup of tea, put yourself in a comfy chair under a blanket, a nice candle, whatever feels loving and good for you, and have a real truthful, honest moment with yourself and write down, here's who I am today, and write a list of all those things. Good, bad, ugly,
All of
warts,
it. Get it out.
thorns,
Empty the
all of
bag.
it.
Empty the bag.
This is you and you. We all have light and dark, every single one of us. Been doing this work for 21 years. I still have a dark side.
Don't we
It
all?
it's always there. It's actually your biggest teacher.
Is your
That's
shadow.
the bonus of that. If you embrace that part, that's the part that helps you heal the most because it holds the most information, right? Because that's the thing we want to hide the most. So here you are. Make a list of exactly who you are in every like wheel of life, Google wheel of life, and there's, you know, partnership, friendships, family, career, finance, spirituality, growth, really, you know, whatever it is, you can Google Wheel of Life and see like some life categories. Who are you in all of those categories? Be honest. Snuggle under a blanket. This is why I want you to be so cozy and surrounded with love. And then I want you to write either on another sheet of paper, I want you to write the partner that you really want. And how that partner you want, how you want that partner to be in all those areas of life. And then here's the kicker. But here's this is where we, you know, we gotta turn on the lights to clean the house, right?
Yep.
Once we become aware, now you can see what's in the gap. So if this is who I am and this is what I want, what do I need to learn? What do I need to be? What do I need to become? What do I need to let go of? And don't mistake, what do I need to become? Like I need to become something other than me. No, we're not here to become anything. We're here to let go of everything we're not so that we can just be us. But like what parts of you need to be amplified? Where do you need to grow more in each of these areas? And as you do that, you rise to the level. And this isn't, you know, this is like frequency. This isn't good and bad. This is better. This is worse. That is not existent. You know, if you take your remote control and you turn on your TV and you keep hitting 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, and you want to watch channel 6, it ain't going to happen because you keep hitting channel 10. Everything works off of frequency, right? Everything. That's a great simplistic way to say that. So figure out what you need to do to close that gap. That's your work. Smart dating. And this is where it's not either or when I do this, then it's as you are doing that, and we certainly support you in that as well. Being out, you can date. It can be a this and. These aren't absolutes. I can't date until I do this, what Kathy said. No.
No.
You can date and do this, and it all rises.
It
And
all rises.
we are the lighthouse, the flashlight, helping you see in the dark until you're up there yourself.
We'll help you level up.
Absolutely. In every area, in every area. Level up to who you actually truly are. It's not
Yes.
about postnominals and PhDs and more money and more things. This is back to Will Smith. Beyond cliff top, at the end of all the fame and money and sex and women and material things, there's still not the answer. The answer is inside. So that I think, and that is such beautiful, happy work. It really is.
It is. Oh, I'm so grateful, profoundly grateful to have you on our team. And I'm so grateful that you took the time to share your voice with our audience. Thank you.
Yes, I have loved being here. As you know, you and I could do this all day long. I hope that if one person walks away from this podcast and learns something, we've won.
That's it. So let
And
us know, ladies and gentlemen, if you took something and we've won, we want to know what it is.
yeah, what is it? Because we want to keep serving it back to you.
Yeah.
Because that's why we're here.
So, Kathy, this will be the first of many conversations we have on this podcast.
I
Thank
feel like a movie
you.
star.
You are a movie star. You're our movie star. So, smart daters, I hope you enjoyed this. And if you did, go in, give us 5 stars. We're the little podcast that could. We want to be here to help you. And if you're ready to level up and you need some sparkly bubble wrap around you,
And
come to our
someone holding a
website.
magic wand,
And a
like.
magic wand and some fairy godmothers. Send us an email. Go to smartdatingacademy.com. Contact us and say, the lid to my pot is worth more than my cabinets. I'm ready.
Absolutely. Worth more than my car or my renovation or my.
My three
You.
handbags that are
Yes.
gathering dust in my closet.
Yes. Because guess what? Living in a beautiful house. Either alone, lonely, or in an unhealthy partnership, who cares how pretty that house is?
Nobody. Nobody.
That's not a
Nobody.
pretty place.
We love you. And dear listeners, we love you. And we will see you on the other side
Twinkle,
next
twinkle.
time we drop an episode. Thank you again.
Love this. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.